7.9.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. Here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And Jarman Leitner of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. Hey, this is Larry Williams, your co-host, back in the studio again this morning.
Yay.
Hey, welcome back. Yes. You know, it's the whole team is here, and we got some visitors who are attending school and everything, but they're here. They're waving on the side and having a good time. It's Saturday morning. Happy Saturday, Jacksonville, and good morning, Duval.
Good morning, Duval.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. I see the kids are trying to get to that box of donuts.
They don't want those donuts.
Hey, Jama.
Hey, good morning. They want some real breakfast. Don't they?
Right, I know that's right. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good, yourself.
Oh, I'm excellent. Hey, thank you. Hey, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, man. Running stuff from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, we was running all right. But it was a good trip and good always to spend time. You guys know how it is, spending time with family and taking care of some business as well. So it's always good and good to be back, though. You know, when we got back Monday, and that was the first time that we'd seen some rain in 2 months.
So, oh, my goodness.
You know, everybody talks about the rain up in Seattle, but it didn't rain a day that we were up there. So
really?
Yeah.
Because it was raining a lot while you were gone.
Yeah, we got all your rain.
So that climate change is in effect then, huh? There you go. Hey, so, you know, thank you, listeners, and thanks to Jarman and Doc and holding and Steve for holding the fort down. But, you know, again, it's a lot going on, guys. There's a lot going on everywhere here in Jacksonville, and we're going to find out what's going on this morning before we get into it too much. I want to send the heartfelt condolences to the family of the Queen of Soul who passed away this week, Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes.
I was always one of my favorites, but one of my other favorites is Say a Little Prayer for Me.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Well, the favorite for me, you remember the Blues Brothers?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
She played awesome in that, didn't she?
Oh, yes.
Look, yeah. I think you took mine. I don't have another one.
Well, she only had 20 major hits that were number one on the
Billboard. I thought they got her picture confused, one of the major networks.
Yeah, the Fox.
They threw up the wrong picture.
They put Patti LaBelle's photo.
Oh, wow. Aretha Franklin?
I think even Martians knew who Aretha Franklin was.
What did they say? Even Martians knew, huh? But that goes to show, you know, Fox is a strange network. But anyways, you know, again, you know, Aretha passed this week and from pancreatic cancer. And you know, all of us going to go here from sometimes. But, you know, going from cancer is not a fun thing to do. My mother passed away from cancer, and that's not anything good. But at the same time, we're here, and we're hope that you're listening in and around the Jacksonville area and around across the country. I'm sure a lot of folks are listening and watching us on Facebook this morning. So it's good to be back. A lot of things going on. One of the things that is apparent, again, we're having challenges with the school safety officers. I understand that they don't have enough trained officers in the schools. I think they went out and tried to prepare themselves for this, but at the end of the day, we wind up back with not enough safety officers. Any comments on that?
Well, I hear that they're just not passing the test, you know, whatever the requirements are.
The drug test.
Well, I don't know if it's just specifically that. It may be the psychological part of it as
the
well.
The drug test.
But it's some part of it that they're not fit, that they're
the
not
drug
meeting the,
test.
The requirements. Yeah. So we have a pool of applicants, but, you know, a small number have made it through those.
Well, one thing you could do, Larry, is we hired, the sheriff hired a little over 100 police officers. And maybe we could use some of the freshman policemen to go into the schools. Well, that would be a good, perhaps a training ground, at least until they can get get up to speed with some of the other candidates.
I think they need those officers out in the streets, Doug, with all the murders and killings and shootings that's going on here, and the mayor and the police chief asking for more dollars to hire more police to combat the spat of crime that's been going on here in Jacksonville.
Well, we could get the $92 million from the parade that was canceled, and we could get part
let's
of that.
Let's allocate that, right? Let's divvy that up.
Yeah, we'd only need a fraction of that, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be lovely? We could
$92 million parade. Wow, what does a $92 million parade look like? That's interesting. But
well, you got to just think about having it. Repair all the concrete up in D.C. with tanks and
right,
stuff
exactly,
rolling on it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Don't they have those soft wheeled tanks now that run on rubber or something? But anyway. So I understand that the city council, Jacksonville City Council's budget is on the table now.
Yeah, it kicked off Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And I stopped by for a few minutes, picked up an agenda to see if we were on it. We're not in it.
Were you surprised that you weren't in it?
Of course not. Well, okay. You know, there is hope now.
There's always hope.
Yeah,
right?
There's always hope. We're continuing to do what we can to improve the relationships between City Hall and the community. And
absolutely.
We'll talk more about that. I want to mention something, too, later maybe in the show, about the 50th celebration of consolidation.
So that's coming up.
I'm on that committee.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
So there's some things happening, and of course we'll talk more about it later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We kind of touched on that last week, Doc, about the consolidation and so forth. And, you know, it kind of all revolves around consolidation when you talk about the infrastructure and like thereof and on the north and west sides of Jacksonville. Promises made and promises not kept. So, Jarman, what's on your mind this morning?
I know that you mentioned the city council and the budget. We know that the trial has been postponed for the city council members. That
the trial?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about Manafort? I thought he was being sentenced. No, the jury is out on him, right?
No, Katrina Brown.
You're talking local.
Yes,
okay.
Local.
We're flip-flopping here between local and national, but at the end of the day, they're trials. Okay. I didn't know about the trial about Reggie Brown, former council member Reggie Brown and council member Katrina Brown being their trials being extended?
Yes, it's been just postponed. Yes.
Well, of course they have they can't pay for their lawyers, so they have lawyers assigned to
right.
them. And so maybe they're unable to find a free lawyer.
No, I think they have their attorneys. I don't know what's going on there. We'll do some research. Anyone out there listening know anything about the
We wish them well, though. That's the main thing.
Absolutely.
We're talking about good people.
Yes, they
good
are.
Good family. And, you know, it's just a sad situation. And of course, I've had an opportunity to go down and visit our Congresswoman, Corrine Brown. She's holding up very well under the circumstances, and we'll keep continue to pray for her and continue to pray for other individuals that have been targeted for
absolutely.
You know for expiration in one way or another.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, it's always interesting when we start talking about the criminal aspect of life, and especially with our politicians and how they get involved, and even on a local level and a national level. You guys mentioned the Manafort trial, where the prosecution presented, in my estimation, a preponderance of evidence against Manafort.
Ooh, and preponderance.
Yes, sir.
Jama, what
is it? You have to ask the person who used the word. Okay.
All right. Look it up while we're doing this. Just Google it, okay? And Doc, what was interesting is that the defense rested. They didn't call not one witness.
Hey, man, God bless the dead. Ray Charles can see this.
Well, that's why
defense.
That's why they said when Stevie Wonder went by to see Aretha Franklin before she passed, so went by to see.
He did, of course.
Joke.
Through his third eye. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to use your eyes. You know, God is, you know, listen, God helps people who are blind. They get.
Yes, sir, he does.
His other senses, you know. Yeah.
Right. Senses. He helps everybody. Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see Facebook is lighting up here.
But, really?
I don't know whether it's Doc talking about Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. But, hey, if you're listening, you want to call in, the area code 904-296-2251. We're talking about a lot of different things that's going on locally here in Jacksonville and on a national level. We're good to be back in the studio again with Dr. Danford and Jarman Leitner. We're going to take a break here, give you guys some good inspirational music, then we'll be back.
Is this your request?
Always, yes. We have to see things through Christ's eyes.
All right.
Can you spare some change? It's what I heard him say. So I dug through my ashtray. My good deed today changed my life. I thought I knew it all. Quick to write him off. Looked like he was lost. Till I heard him.
more compassion and I would understand what I'm going through while I'm going through. I'd be more patient. But God, help me to see things the way you see things. Did I already say, help me to be patient? Say that again.
I know y'all can't hear us on the music on Facebook, but it sure is sounding good. What was the name of that drama?
If We Had Your Eyes.
If We Had Your Eyes.
Yes,
wow, that's amazing. And welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. It's Larry Williams with our co-host, Dr. Richard Danford, Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Leitner, Harvest Intervention Services, and yours truly, Larry Williams. Steve in the background was taking care of the boards, and our two guests over there entertaining themselves is looking really good. Hey, happy Saturday. Welcome back. Phone number 904-296-2251. Jarman, what's going on? You wanted to talk about the what was it?
I just wanted to offer condolences to the family of the young girl who was in that crossfire, that shooting incident off of 103rd, and it's reported that the third suspect has been arrested in that shooting. So just hearts and prayers go out to that family.
Yeah,
she was just caught in the crossfire. You know, her dad and the younger sister were in the car as well, but she's the only one that got hit.
Wow.
And died. So,
wow, that's sad.
I just didn't know that, you know, and it's over there by the IHOP on 103rd. You know, we've traveled that way, you know, several times, and you know, I just didn't know that the crime was just that bad. You could just get caught in the crossfire of a shootout.
Do you think more police is the answer to these shootings? Seems to be the one strategy that they're working towards. So I don't know.
People seem just a little more emboldened nowadays. I don't know if they have that respect and the fear, or you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know about the fear, but I know one thing is that bullets don't have any idea where they're going to land, and once you fire that gun, it's you know it's up in the air, and it's whoever it hits, and you know it's what the main thing is to keep these guns out of these folks' hands who are aiming to use them for, you know, illegal or you know, immoral purposes. So you know, please, you know, lock your cars up. Don't give the criminals an opportunity to steal guns and use them in ways that are harmful to our community, and especially killing our young people.
Amen.
You know, 7 years old is a young age to die, and especially from a misguided bullet.
And you know, on the lines of the fear, you know, back, I guess in the day, you all know that you had a little more reservation when you would see a police officer. And that's not necessarily that you have to fear, but you did feel like, okay, that there's a police officer. But, you know, nowadays there's a cop, and the attitude appears to be a little bit different. So
interesting. So we have a call on the line, Michael, with a question. Michael, good morning. Happy Saturday, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour.
Good morning to the panel at hand. I just want to give a clarification of something. You mentioned about Stevie Wonder, and you mentioned about Ray Charles, and you mentioned about blindness. But a way of saying that so it don't feel negative is to say visually impaired, because I am, you know.
Okay.
And the bottom line of it is, it's not that, like, when you lose your sight, you don't get special gifts. It's just that you pay more attention to your other senses. Your hearing, you use your eyes as your ears as your hearing now. So it's not that it's been enhanced, it's that you pay more attention to the other five senses of your body. I just want to make that clarification.
Well, we thank you for calling and clarifying that for us, Michael. It's always good to hear from someone who is experiencing and living their journey, and so we appreciate you calling in and providing us with that clarification. So thank you for calling in.
Y'all be blessed.
You
too.
Thank you. And moving forward, you know, again, when we talk about guns and so forth, I see where the school districts. Is this a national deal? Do either one of you know about the In God We Trust being demanded to be a part of the school system, where they have to prominently display it?
Just in the state of Florida, it's been reported that Governor Scott signed a law requiring all state public schools to display In God We Trust. And that's the Florida state motto. And it's on the Florida state flag. And it's the Florida state seal. So now it's in all of the public schools.
Mm-hmm. Well, they need to start up. They need to start somewhere else rather than our public schools.
Where do they need to start?
We need to start in the top. Talking about In God We Trust.
Well, we need to not just display it on a plaque. We need to live it. We need to trust God and treat people.
That is the problem, mm-hmm. is that we're throwing out all of these labels and slogans.
Yeah. And they call it a motto.
A motto and throwing it out. But in our hearts, where are we?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need to do better at that and live and show people. If someone walks in there and they know anything about God and they see In God We Trust, but the people are treating them, you know, and in a disrespectful or not even a warm and loving manner, then mm-hmm. how are they going to?
Maybe God can help us not tweet so much.
Well, I hope that if he helps us continue to tweet, we can tweet some positive messages. Well,
if he,
I'm speaking in the acronym either or, you know, who do you worship? You know, to me, it's a faith, it's a spirit. So other people have their own deals about dealing with it.
What about these priests, man?
Oh, man.
I'm sitting over there looking at the kids here in the studio, and I tell you.
That's terrible.
We're talking about In God We Trust.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about, using all these labels and all these holier-than-thou people.
Well, people
you know,
make, yeah, I mean,
you
people
know,
make
praising them. The Lord and holding, lifting up Jesus. And, you know, in the dark, they're doing all of these evil things. My God.
Well, that's where evil happens, in the dark, and it starts
I think
in our
we
hearts.
Need wait, I think we need to have a little prayer right now.
All right.
I do it. Go ahead, Doc. Yeah, I want to thank the Lord for blessing me indeed, and thank you for blessing all of us on this show. It's been thank you for keeping us safe this summer with all that's going on, and we've had an opportunity to continue the good work here at the studio. We want to thank Henry Hoop for the opportunity. We're over 2 years. I'm really thankful for the host with Jarman. I mean, she's really added so much to this program.
And yes.
I get so many observations from people. You know, Jarman was a great addition to you hard heads over there at the station. And so thank you, Lord, for her, and keep her blessed up and lifted
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Because it had not been for the Lord on our side, help Amen. Me, Jesus, where would we be?
Yes, sir. Right.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Amen, Doc. And, it's always time for prayer.
And
we appreciate that, Doc. And I, too, want to say that Jarman has been a great addition to the show. She's come in and been a true trooper, if you will, as far as coming in and being, you know, here when Doc and I are on the road and not many people can come in and run a show by themselves. And,
that's right.
You know, especially, you know, the folks think that it's an easy thing to do, but I think if you ask Jarman she'll correct.
But she has education. And plus, she's from Alabama.
There you go.
She's from Birmingham.
Well, I appreciate being here with you all. It's been an experience. It's been a blessing, and I just thank God for the opportunity. You know, He gives me the wisdom and the courage to do it, and I'm thankful to be able to speak to the listeners at 8 o'clock. Every Saturday morning on the Empowerment Hour. That's what we are here mm-hmm. for, to empower the people. So, again, I'm thankful. So
and, you know, we had the opening of school this week here in Duval
right.
County.
Monday was
the first day, and Dr. Green, our new superintendent, she's off to a great start. She's her first day. She attended one of the schools and reading to kids.
Okay. Now, was that here locally, or was that back in her?
No. She's here. She's off and running, and we're off and running, and I tell you, I'm excited about the possibilities, particularly providing the resources and the help that we need in the inner city, the challenge schools.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, because we hear so much about A schools, B schools, F
yes.
schools, and
yes.
and high stats, and we're scoring here and all the graduation rates, and we understand how data is used, to form our perceptions of whatever, but let's find a way to help our kids learn to read very early in life, because if they learn to read, the world opens up to them going forward.
Absolutely. Yes, go
ahead. And parents can start at home with that, you know, teaching them to read, reading to them, and
take away those tablets,
the games. Well, there are learning games that will help children to read as well. So it just depends on what they're actually using on the tablet. It could be educational. So just use those resources to give them that foundation that they need. And once they have that foundation, we will see less challenges in the school as they continue to matriculate.
Yeah, well, we hope that's the case. And I know that we're experiencing some problems with our internet here on Facebook. So bear with us. It'll be done and taken care of.
That's fake, man. Don't believe what you're...
But, yeah, and so I wanted to get back to the In God We Trust deal. For me, it's kind of, and as you guys pointed out, it's hypocritical, you know, to talk about In God We Trust and not live it. You know, talk is one thing, but can we put that into action? Can we love and trust each other on a daily basis? And can we love our kids and make sure that they receive the type of education that, God intended them to have? So I'm really concerned about our education. I feel confident, as Doc does, in the new superintendent. We felt confident in the previous superintendent during their honeymoon period, and this is what I call right now for Dr. Green is the honeymoon period. We hope that she can take this on and sustain it throughout her tenure here as superintendent of Duval County Public Schools. We're going to take a break. Hear some music, get you guys fired back up with some inspirational songs here. So this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour.
Call you Adonai, you are our Lord, hallelujah. Cause at the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? Cause at the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord.
Cause at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow, every tongue confess, you are Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess. Yes, you are. Oh, cause Jesus, you are Lord. It's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention.
mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Thank you and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. It's Larry Williams with my co-host Jarman Leitner and Dr. Danford from the Jacksonville Urban League. And Harvest Intervention Services is how's Harvest Intervention Services going, Jarman?
Harvest Intervention Services is we're actually enrolling for our the VPK Specialized Services program for the fall. We completed our summer program, which was very successful. Parents were just thankful at some of the behaviors that those their children had overcome, and we're proud of our parents this summer. They really were involved and continued to participate in the therapy. So we're enrolling for 4-year-olds that have a current IEP, and you can call 904-595-6516 or visit harvestinterventions.com, and we come to you wherever you are.
Yeah, also mobile service. There you go. Yes. And Doc, what's going on over at the Urban League? I know you guys had a nice conference back there, and sorry I missed that. That sounds like it was a lot of fun. And I know you have the Springfield, the 6th annual Springfield walk and run that's coming up next month. Anything that you want to share with us right now?
Well, we have an opportunity coming up this week over at the Ritz. We have a program called Strong Youth, Strong Communities, and we're going to have several of the NFL Hall of Famers.
Oh, really?
In town, and we're inviting youth to participate in some workshops with them, and it will be held at the Ritz Theater.
Oh, cool.
And we have a dinner on Wednesday evening at the Ritz, and then all of the activities on late Thursday afternoon. So we're excited about the opportunity of partnering with several local organizations, as well as the Centene Corporation, mm-hmm. that will be providing the resources for this. So, okay. We've been busy during the summer. One of the things that we're doing, especially at the around the Urban League, we're dealing with the homeless situation.
Okay.
I mean, we have a serious homeless problem in Jacksonville,
yes.
and in particular downtown on the Union State Street corridor, and then, of course, Main Street. I mean, You know, and the city is providing funding to organizations to assist these individuals. And my understanding is that the homeless numbers are down. But when you look, you know, it's hard to, I mean, there's so many. And people are hurting, and and many of them, they're struggling, and of course you can't engage them because they're mad, you know. And we need to concentrate more on how we deal with these people and their challenges. And I know everybody's running over to the stadium, and you know, we're all supportive of Shon Khan's new development, and that certainly is going to be great for Jacksonville, the one on the South Bank with Peter Rummel over there. That's going to be great for that opportunity. You know, we've got the Brooklyn development that's continuing to develop. But we, again, the question is, well, maybe not the question, but how do we, you know, how do we equitably deal with the resources of the city, the allocation of resources for various communities? And I tell you, what it appears is that you know, there's not a voice, unfortunately, for poor people and disenfranchised people. And we will be working this year on how we can identify resources that will provide meaningful opportunities to improve the livelihoods of people in these communities. That's where the work is. That's where the challenge is. Everybody, you know, you can run out and do a program, you know, for X number of folk, but we never get down to the underbelly.
Absolutely.
In our community, in terms of people that are struggling. That's where our work is moving toward. And we're asking the community, if you agree with us, if you share in this, to help us find ways and the resources, you know, to find long-term change for individuals in these areas.
Okay, well, that's good, Doc. And, you know, it's always interesting when we start dealing with the homeless population. It's not just here in Jacksonville. It's all over the country, you know, traveling through many cities and towns as we have over the summer. You see the same problems, you see the same challenges in these urban communities with the homelessness. And, you know, folks have, you know, throwing dollars at it, but you know, I think you're hitting a nail on the head, Doc, when we talk about finding solutions that are sustainable. You know, these instant gratifications of giving somebody a place to sleep overnight and a shelter is not you know, remedying the problem. You know, it adds something to it, but it doesn't remedy it. And I think that's where the challenges are right now. Also, this is Praise 107.9 FM. Call in lines is 296-2251, 904-296-2251. John, you have something to add on the homeless problem?
Well, you know, it might have increased because of this, you know, what Trump did was separating the parents and the kids. So now we may have even more. I just see that they deported hundreds of parents without their kids. So that leaves some more orphan kids. And, you know, again, it is a challenge, and we have to do more than just, I guess, just feeding them. Like you said, just putting them up somewhere for a couple of nights.
And listen, there
needs to be an ongoing effort, like you said, to make sure that,
that
they're supported.
That's not new. You got to remember that our folk were transported on slave ships without their children.
Yeah, and the homeless problem is a problem for it's a poor people problem. It's just not a people of color problem. It's an overall city problem. And
well, you can go from having, you know, making a lot of money to not have that, you know, money anymore, and end up homeless. You weren't poor your whole life, but you ended up in a situation where you were homeless. So
well, let's face it, Jarman and Doc, is that many people are just one paycheck away from being homeless. And you know, the situation isn't getting any better if we don't get people employed in jobs that are pay family wages. You know, you can have a job, mm-hmm. but if you're having to, if the parents are working two or three jobs just to sustain their households, it's catch 22. The kids are not being supervised, and because the parents aren't there, the parents are working. So it's a problem that we need to address and put some serious emphasis behind it. Put the proper resources with the organizations that can provide solutions, and I think that's where we're headed, and that's where we can find some immediate impact as well as sustainable impact if we can adequately fund some programs that are successfully getting these homeless people off the streets.
Well, maybe they can reallocate that $92 million that the parade was supposed to be for to help.
Well, what about, you know, we are in the silly season with elections.
Oh,
yes,
oh
yeah.
How
August
you going to miss that?
Talked about it last week, and we were going to mention it today. Yeah. We talked about it a lot, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
voting is upon us, yes.
Yeah, and August 28th, I think, is the primary here in Jacksonville and Duval County.
The Russians are coming. Russians are coming.
And don't believe the scare tactics. You can, even if the Russians are coming, you can still get out and vote. Okay,
so the Russians gonna steal your vote, man.
So don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Have no fear.
Because you can always go in. The goblins are out, but you know, don't worry about it. Just go on and vote. And
you know, we need that. We need James. We need James Bond. You know, is it James Bond?
What was goodness, these. All I right. missed that one. Look there, you may get it. I don't get that one.
On Her Majesty's Journey, you know, he would always battle the Russian.
Oh yeah. But you know, Doc, when we have folks that are in concert with the Russians, assisting them along the way, it's very difficult to, you know, block them out. So,
boy, it's amazing how it's amazing. Oh my God!
I know.
It's just, I mean, for people to do business, money is the root of all evil.
Yes, it is.
And I'm saying, but when you are doing things with other countries that are communist, and I don't know what's going on. All I know is I think that we're barking, many of us are barking at the moon, howling at the moon. Okay, we don't know what we're howling at.
Right.
It seems as though there's so many people in high places of government that are on the take.
Yeah, absolutely.
From
absolutely.
Foreign countries. Well, I mean, it's kind of scary in terms of you know, our democracy. And then, of course, this thing with the media.
Fake news.
You know, the media is now the enemy?
Yes.
I don't understand. I thought we lived in a democracy.
Yeah. Well, Doc, I think one of the things that is happening, though, is that people are being emboldened. I think a lot of the things that you just talked about are things that have been going on, you know, forever. But, you know, people feel that they don't need to hide it anymore. And they feel that if they do, especially on a national level, that they can get a pardon. Anyways, this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. The whole crew is in this morning. Dr. Richard Danford, president of Urban League, Jarman Leitner, president of Harvest Intervention Services, and yours truly. We're going to take a break here.
President of First Thursday and
we're gonna take a
Seattle and Jacksonville.
We're going to take a break here for some music again, and we'll be back after that. If you want to call in, the Entrepreneur Corner is up
296-2251.
Call in.
With your events and your businesses.
All right.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness
goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise, adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
you deserve
my worship.
And
you deserve
my
7.9. And we're back. This is Praise 107.9 FM. This is Larry Williams back in the studio again this morning, along with Dr. Richard Danford, the president of the Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Leitner, president of Harvest Intervention Services. And welcome back to the Entrepreneur Corner. And if you have a business or you have an event that you want to call in and give us a shout out about what's going on, you can do it at 904-296-2251, 296-2251. It's been an interesting summer, and, school just started back, and kids are back in school. We're starting to get it's kind of weird, though. I've always been returning to school, and my kids always return to school after Labor Day. So this is kind of unusual to have an entire 2 or 3 weeks of school before Labor Day. And I think we have a caller that's calling in. I'm sure we do. Madeline?
Madeline.
Yes, Madeline. Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. Couple of things. I have a question about the In God We Trust thing. Okay, that's being put back in school, but is prayer being put back in schools?
Yes, they've already allowed prayer to be back in school, so that has taken place.
Oh, okay, because I know they always had a moment of silence, but I just was curious about that. The second thing, with the voting, I don't know if you all saw on the news, I think it was yesterday or a couple of days ago, where this gentleman was on there about his absentee ballot. Where now you have to call, well, it seemed like your absentee ballots expire. So
yes, that the absentee ballot expires every 4 years, so you have to sign up again for an absentee ballot. So don't assume that you have an absentee ballot if you signed up for it 5 years ago. For every 4 years, you have to re-sign for your absentee ballots.
And I guess my only problem with that is, how are we supposed to know? I paid attention because I knew I get absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the sample ballot, I'm like, okay, wait, because the absentee ballot usually comes somewhere near there.
Correct.
So I did call down there and ask them what happened.
Well, you know, Madeline, I think one of the things that was suggested with that reminder that's sent out is that they put a deal on there saying, hey, you have an absentee ballot, and if you haven't, yours expired. Put something up there in red writing so that folks that are receiving that reminder know that it's time to, check and see if their absentee ballot has expired, especially if they expire every 4 years.
And, you know, to add to that, that people really got to stay on that, because my son did absentee ballot. Luckily, we went on and got him. And when he sent it in, he got a letter back, a week later, saying his signature on his absentee ballot didn't match the signature on his voter registration card. So I'm sitting there like, well, thank God we did. Go ahead and then, so he got time to fill out this form and take it down there to the supervisor election.
Okay. Well, Madeline.
So it's just so much here. I say, because like I say, quite a few people didn't get the absentee ballot, because I got a couple of friends, and I was like, call in. I better call in.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know that. They told me mine expired in 2016, and I'm like, okay, but how are we supposed to know?
Absolutely. Well, Madeline, thank you for calling in, and we appreciate you bringing that to our listeners' attention. And keep listening and keep informing us what's going on. We're not perfect. We're trying to make sure we get as much information out correctly as possible. So thank you, and have a blessed weekend.
And thank you all. Y'all do the same.
All right. Now we have Carrie on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How you doing? This sounds like a first-class carrier.
Yes, sir, a first-class carrier. Good morning to everyone on the panel.
Good morning.
You're doing a wonderful job there.
Thank you.
I just wanted to acknowledge that first-class carrier is a carrier here in Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida, that we're looking to hire OTR drivers. Need two if it's available at this time.
What's an OTR driver?
Yeah, OTR is over the road.
Over the road.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah. So what are the qualifications?
So you need a CDL, I guess.
Right. We need a Class A CDL driving license. And qualification, there are 3 points or less, good NVR, good background. Those things are very important that we must have.
Do they have to take a drug test?
Yes, sir. Everyone drug tests. We do drug tests, background. Not mandatory, but once we have those taken care of, then we can proceed forward.
Okay, that's kind of an inside joke here. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
But you know, we always have challenges when we come to drug testing around. Anyway, how can people reach you, Carrie, and if they are interested in becoming an over the road driver?
Okay, we have the phone number is 904-317-0342. We also on Instagram as First Class Carrier. We also on Facebook as First Class Carrier. And we have a website is firstclasscarrier.com.
Okay, now, so is it first as in one, or is the word spelled out?
As in one ST, first.
Okay.
Class. Area.
All right. Well, thanks.
Like one Jacksonville and one.
It's like the number one.
Right.
The number one. Thank you, John.
Number one.
So number one, the number one carrier in Jacksonville.
All right.
Thank you, Carrie, for calling in, and we appreciate you.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, hey, this is Praise 107.9. This is the Entrepreneur Corner. If you have a business or an event that's coming up this weekend or in the near future, call in 296-2251 as Madeline and Carrie have done already this morning, and also Michael. So, again, talking about entrepreneurship and things I think one of the things that happened over the summer, the past couple of weeks, as a matter of fact, was the Jacksonville Urban League receiving an award, a national award from the National Urban League for its entrepreneur program. So there are programs that are working here in the city that probably aren't getting the recognition and funding that it needs to be even more successful. But congratulations, Dr. Danford and the Jacksonville Urban League on your award. It's something that's well-earned, and it takes a lot of work to make these programs successful, and a lot of good people, Ms. Finley, and all the coaches out
good
there.
People. That's the key.
Thomas Waters, Deborah Bain, and others who participated in the program. So we appreciate y'all efforts. And we have another caller, I think, coming on the air here, 296-2251. You want to shout out your business or your event? Who do we have here on the air? Okay. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, caller. You're going to have to turn your radio down some for us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Good morning.
This is Earl.
Wake up.
I just want to speak to Mr. Danford.
Speak in.
Because, excuse me, I believe that I want to congratulate you and tell you that you are I'm a black man in Jacksonville. I've over the years looked at your record and you Urban League. Not only the jobs and the comment you made about the Jaguars, but you for everybody, for Mr. Danford, I will live like to you run for office.
Okay.
Because, I think that you would be a good mayor.
Anything.
That's
gonna be your name.
Please, listen. No. I have a target on my back. I don't need to. Please don't put that out. I am not. I am absolutely not.
Dr. Danford for mayor or governor.
No, here we go.
All right. Okay.
No, don't push that out. Oh, no.
Hey,
that's fake news. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, right. and keep listening.
Oh, gosh. He said, that's not on the table, huh, at all, Dr.
No.
It's always amazing that, what's going on in Jacksonville, folks trying to get Dr. Danford to run for mayor.
No, I don't have enough support. It's hard to keep the doors open down at the Urban League. You're talking about entrepreneur stuff. I tell you, we've been busy this summer. Our facility, even though they're on Union in Davis, the Urban League Center there. We don't have a mortgage on it, but the building is now 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have some issues with the roof and the systems. So we were able to get a loan, everyone, from the SBA to allow us to change out all of our air conditioning systems on the roof and also to put a new roof on. So what we're looking at, how we sustain, this wonderful place for generations to come for the people in the community.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And we need to support our organizations that are supporting our community, and the Urban League, Jacksonville Urban League, is one of those organizations. Wow, I guess we are getting up close to the end of the show.
Man. To the witching hour.
Wow. And this went too fast for me. Usually when I'm
welcome back
in Seattle, it goes.